almost always me that ends up telling the story of how we met. So I'd really like to know, what is your perspective on that whole series of events?
If I had to sum it up, you tricked me. Well, as you know, we met in math class, and I always sat in the same seat, but one day I didn't because I was running late, and the only seat available was next to you, and you told me that you were doing a study group. So, of course, wanting to get a good grade, I'm like, yes, I'll be there. And then it was just me and you. I feel like you had an agenda. And then at night when we'd studied until it was dark, I just said, hey, can you walk me to my car? Just looking at it from like safety. And you were like, huh, okay, she likes me. I'm happy I met you, and I'm glad things worked out the way it did. Although I must say that you are not what I imagined my soulmate would be.
So what did you imagine your soulmate would be?
I guess growing up and always dating, I went for the stereotypical girl, like some metrosexual, pretty boys, and you were just like completely not so neat in your grooming and appearance. Like you wore shorts in the wintertime and had long hair. But yeah, it was kind of funny because it's like those guys are always jerks. And you were like the nice guy.
One of the sort of recurring themes in our relationship has been the mixed race relationship and ultimately the mixed race marriage. How has that affected you?
So I think that's been one of our biggest struggles. I think we're socialized to find people that are similar to us. But you being, like white male, American, younger, blonde hair, and those are like everything that I'm not, being an immigrant woman of color, moving to the U.S. at 12, and then, having to adapt. And then when we got married and we were at that particular store, and the woman like went right by me in the crystals and china section.
That was shocking.
Yeah. And she went straight to you. And I think that was like a monumental moment for me because you sent her back. And you're like, no, you need to talk to her. That's my wife. She's the one making the decisions. And her face was just like in awe.
For me, one of the things I value most about my relationship with you is how well you consistently point out my blind spots, because that forces me to grow as a person. So case in point, right, this whole white privilege thing, I had always kind of prided myself before we met on being aware and open-minded, and, it took a lot of very difficult conversations for you to sort of pull the blanket that I had pulled over my eyes off, just because I never had a need to perceive some of these things that you grew up having to deal with on a daily basis and perceive.
I think for me, sometimes we're so invested in each other, sometimes I take for granted that like our marriage is normal, especially recently and this is how things have been politically. It's hard to think that we wouldn't have been married, in this country, or it wouldn't have been
30 or 40 years ago, it wouldn't have been legal.
Yeah. So I think that we take it for granted, but it's definitely been worth it.